Welcome to our Sunday school time on the fear of God. One of the things I was thinking of, Alicia, our oldest daughter, is into photography. And a while back she got a pretty fancy camera, at least for me. And ever since she had that camera, when we're driving down the road, she'll say, that'd be a great spot to set up a picture. Or she'll be looking at stuff. And she's been pretty creative. And always kind of looking for a setup. And even we're driving to Wyoming last summer, and in the middle of Nebraska, in the middle of nowhere, this old church. And then on the way back, we had to stop and see if we could get some pictures of it. One thing about pictures is that they're often, at least the ones you get at Christmas time, they're set up and they have a little bit of something artificial about them. They're not totally real. Maybe somewhat, but not totally. And as I was thinking about the fear of God, and the question crossed my mind, is our awe of God are for real? When I think of fear of God, I think of just standing in front and being amazed and at the greatness of God and who He is. I'd like to read a passage out of Daniel this morning, kind of to set the stage for our lesson. Daniel 6:25, and I'm hopping into the middle of a passage where it was right after Daniel was rescued from the lion's den, and Darius, King Darius, threw all the people that were against Daniel, they threw them and their families into the lion's. And then this is what King Darius wrote to all the people, this mighty king. Daniel 6:25. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language throughout the land. And that covered a vast area. He wrote to everybody, "May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel." Put fear and reverence together. And here's the reason why. He said, "I want all of you guys to fear and reverence the God of Daniel, and here's why. For this God, for He is a living God, and He endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and He saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. My hope is that in being here this morning, your fear and awe and reverence for God will be increased as you join with us in worship. Let's just pray. Lord, thank you for who you are, and we can be reminded through the Psalms of how great and also how close you are. And that's part of the awe and the reverence, is that you're so much beyond us, and yet you're also close to us. So be with us this morning, Lord. Draw us to you. In Jesus' name, amen.